The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co. Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Right.
Should be good now, I think.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2017. Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, and Brennan here. Yuzi stopped off in the computer office?
Yeah, the IT department.
Yeah. The computer office is what I like to call it.
Her email doesn't work in the office.
Oh, why isn't her email working?
I don't know.
It's the Outlook app on her computer.
Oh, my goodness. She better get to the computer department.
Her phone works, though.
So. Oh, that's good.
It's fine.
She has access.
Like being high up like this.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's really
weird. Why?
Well, we haven't been in the studio in a few weeks because we've been on vacation, and all the chairs are like all...
Everything was turned off.
Yeah, everything was shut down.
Clearly no one uses this room except us.
Well, I don't know.
That's good.
There's like all this guy's call information.
Oh.
Like someone cut a show from here.
What's that last name?
Harutunian?
Oh.
Maybe.
Talk radio.
Oof. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
I wonder who he's talking to. You know? Oh, just grab it.
I just want to look at it.
All right. This is a fascinating show so far. Anybody have any good sex over the break?
Not me.
No?
You didn't?
Oh.
You didn't give it to Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
I only saw her that one day for breakfast.
Let me ask you a question.
After the secret show. That was a great secret show, by the way.
If Rachel wants it and asks you for it, will you give it to her?
Has she earned it?
No, she hasn't earned it.
Why hasn't she earned it?
Oh my God, Hooman.
Just because, I don't know.
So you would not give it to her?
Probably not right now.
Would you say, I'll give you some kisses, but you have to earn the Persian toothache?
I just feel like the moment's over. Like,
So do you just want to be friends with her, or do you actually...
No, we just kind of keep in touch. Like, well, you know. She'll have a funny story. I'll say, oh, that's funny, and she'll write back, and that's about it, as far as it gets.
But she's writing you stories?
No, like, you look at everyone's stories throughout the day, see what everyone's up to.
Instagram stories.
Stories of
video. Oh, so you're
video.
Not actually even communicating.
No, you can communicate and say, oh, that was a funny story, or LOL.
Like, you could send stories independently, too, like, from me to you. Not for everybody else.
This new world is perfect for you.
Yeah.
That's why you've taken to it so well.
Well, it's good for this job, too, you know? I mean, I feel like I look at what the other radio stations in this building do, and it's horrible. Like, it is, like, it's zero effort. And then I see what we do, and I'm like, hey.
You're just over-delivering.
That's phenomenal.
Dropping 15 emojis on this picture.
Yeah.
That was nice yesterday.
That was tricked out. Like, I actually was a little bit let down by the picture today. I thought, nice frame and everything, but you didn't, like, emoji trick it out.
Well, I did with the hashtags.
I didn't look at the hashtags.
You can hashtag emojis. It's pretty advanced. So I hashtagged a basketball. I hashtagged somebody, like, shooting a basketball. And I hashtagged someone dancing. Oh, because it's dancing.
The dancing team.
So I approached it with not only like the warrior hashtags, but with emoji hashtags.
I see. Damn. I just didn't. I was not advanced enough to see how tricked out that was. Yeah. My apologies.
No, it's okay.
I should have known that, of course, you went the extra mile.
The other thing I did to get us even more likes was I tagged it as if we were in Oracle Arena.
Oh.
Interesting.
For the location.
Wow.
That's pretty advanced.
That is pretty advanced.
I'll share all my secrets and still will dominate and destroy all the other radio stations' Instagrams.
You should actually send everybody the air check too. Symposiums on how to trick things out to get the maximum likes available. Oh. How many likes does it have so far?
It's slow to build. It's not like when we post Vinny's Kid, it's like...
Yeah.
Vinny's Kid gets the most.
That's the most, hands down.
Why isn't your mic on?
She's busy.
Oh, hold on. These are all turned down. Yes. Sorry. There we go.
1, 2.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Now here she's go. On the show.
Here we go.
There you go.
We should get Rachel to just sit in.
Yeah.
No, that should be fun. Because she's fun. She's a fun lady.
Yeah.
Maybe if you spent more time with her, things would be a little better for you two.
Would they?
Wouldn't they?
I don't know. It's just a lot of work.
It's not that much work.
I like hanging out with
you.
Know,
you just be, yeah, she could be your friend.
Why can't she just be one of your friends?
Friends.
How many of us have them?
She's my friend.
Right, but she could be a friend that also guzzles your.
Guzzling friend? That's the best kind of friend.
I love that kind of friend.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have to.
I was at this event and there were all these girls. I was just massaging everyone, you know, just everyone's like you all do. around. And one girl goes, Oh my God, that feels so amazing. Oh. And finally I'm like,
when you're doing your shoulder finger stabbing.
And she goes, How can we like do a trade here? I'm like, just tell me whenever you want a massage, I'll just give you one. She goes, how about for massages? I will give you a every time you give me a massage.
And you said,
I'm like, oh.
No, thanks.
No. What dude walks away
you
from that?
You ran from that?
You should have said, get down and give me one right now, and I'll massage you while you're doing it.
That's advanced.
Yeah. You're advanced, Hooman.
Yeah, you're advanced, Hooman.
I'd have been like.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fair trade.
I do take about 45 minutes, though. So. It's because you haven't earned it yet.
Right.
Mm.
Well, that's
when's
too
the
bad.
Last BJ you got?
Probably like a year ago.
Oh. 4 years, though, since you've had sex?
Oh, no, more than that.
Who was the lady that gave you a for 1 year ago?
Just a friend.
Yeah, which one?
You don't know her.
I might know her. I'm on Instagram,
he's
dude.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Out of town friend.
Where? All what right. town?
Southern California.
Southern California friend?
Yeah.
So someone when I'm one of your I'm going down to secure funds for
Olive. Listen, I'm not gonna fly for a booty call. Booty call's here. I could just massage that girl and go like I don't need to fly.
I'm saying you flew down for Olive.
Yeah, and then I fly right back. I'll go to the meeting and then I'll take an Uber right back to the airport and fly
so
home.
Then what were you doing down there?
I was meeting with somebody who I was hoping was going to help me.
Right. That's what I just said. And then you got a from
no, that was it. There was no.
So when's the BJ that we're talking about?
So we should be saying BJ.
Yeah, because I keep.
You can keep BJ in?
Yeah, I can.
All so you got a BJ in Southern California.
No.
No, you said you got
that's
one of
you
said.
What you just
that's not
said.
What I said. You said, who's the friend? I said, it's a friend who doesn't live locally. And you said, where? And I said, they're in Southern California.
They were
so
here.
She came up here and gave you. Oh, she flew to give you one.
Well, she didn't fly.
What'd you give
that.
Her?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Did you eat
than a year ago, you said.
Did you?
No.
Don't you love that?
You didn't, I do, but it just didn't like happen.
You didn't lick her back? Can I say liquor?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
What's
not
wrong with
really.
Licking someone's
I didn't
back?
Say.
Well, you can lick somebody's. I don't know. I guess you could. Can you, Yuzi?
Lick her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he licked her back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't lick her back?
Yeah, okay.
No, it just didn't happen. It was just kind of like, you know.
Did you do your magic finger thing that you do?
That was
makes
this in
people
the car,
pee
or?
Their pants?
No, no. I mean, she was staying at a hotel.
Don't you miss being between a lady's legs and like kissing her
sometimes,
thighs?
Sure, just, yeah. Sometimes I think about it, yeah.
Kissing I mean, you know, all of
all
it,
the goodness.
Everything.
The morsels.
Morsels? Morsels of what?
Don't you miss that?
Goodness, the morsels of goodness.
Oh.
You don't miss it?
The like virtual
not,
morsels?
Not to a point where like my life revolves around
right,
it.
But there she was. She just faced you, and there she is.
Was she on her knees, or were you guys like on a bed? Like, what was the
she
position?
She was sitting on a couch. I was standing above.
So you, oh, okay. That's uh-huh. comfy for everybody.
Right? Well, she was sitting on a couch?
Yeah.
So with that. Did you have to like stand on the couch above her?
Or did she lean? She must have leaned forward.
Yeah, yeah. She was on the edge.
She was
of
sitting
the...
on the edge.
Wasn't your back hurting?
That's bad for her posture.
No.
Did it relieve your back? Is it nice when?
Yeah, maybe your back hurts so much because
you're all
of
backed
that.
Up.
No, yeah, exactly. Because he's backed
everybody
up.
Everybody has an ailment. That's every time I have an ailment. That's what you say. You're backed up.
What?
That's why your elbows hurt. You're backed up. That's why you got that headache.
I'll tell you. I know
you're
why his
up,
back.
That's why you're coughing.
Yeah, I have a theory about your back. This is okay, what I think okay. it is. Hooman is surprisingly strong.
Yes.
But he never exercises. He never takes care of himself. And then some instance comes up where he goes off. Like, remember when we were doing the running races?
Yes.
So here's a guy who never runs, but then he can run. He's fast. He's strong. He's got crazy strong.
Right.
But then he hurts himself because he does that crazy strong
right.
thing. He goes like, I'm crazy strong. And then after he's done, he's like, whoa. I think that's what happens. Something happens, whether it's yoga or it's something where he's showing off for
yeah.
somebody, whatever.
What? What's the last thing you did to strain yourself, Hooman?
Like I was saying, like when I go take Susan's class, the mm-hmm. downward dogs, if I do too many of them, my back starts to flare.
When
up.
Did
you
last
just
time?
Say I can't do downward
I
dogs
do.
Anymore? So then just don't do them.
I don't, but I don't know. Just sometimes it just happens in right. yoga. But talking about exercising and crazy fast, I want to give a special shout out to my
is it
teammate,
a dead person?
Another dead person?
To my teammate Nathan, who
what do you
I
mean
won.
Your teammate? We're your teammates.
I won
there
the
is no other team.
I won the Narwhal Championship with
oh,
gold
dude.
Medal with Nathan.
He won on his own. You were trying to catch up to
defeating
him.
Defeating and decimating Yuzette and Bryn's team, who didn't even bother
please.
To show the f*** up.
You were chasing your own narwhal.
You weren't even in the pool.
I was watching the entire
yeah, and
time.
You lost. And you lost at
oh
the end
my
of the day.
God. Well, they fell or something, didn't they? They tried to do a little turnaround.
Yeah, I don't know what
they
did. You picked them.
They fell, but. Yeah, Hooman's guy was like all on his own swimming
yeah.
by himself.
And then there's Hooman running in the pool trying to catch up to the dude.
Like, back, listen, like we drowning. Won. At the end of the day, we won and you guys lost.
Yeah,
but
you had no been part of it.
The end of the day.
It wasn't pretty, but it happened.
I don't know if prettiness matters. I think what matters is first place.
The last secret show that we did, the live one, was, I mean, that was it was so crazy. I actually felt like, oh my God, afterward. And I know that you probably bleeped it, but man, those things get so out of control, the live secret
well,
shows.
And, I mean, even if they never aired, they're still fun to do.
They are. It's really fun.
So it doesn't matter.
Radio.com. Oh, I just, it's like we were talking about it yesterday on the regular air, right? The, that one lady with
Kelly,
the
Kelly, right?
Is that her name?
No, should we bleep that?
Well,
no.
She said it on the
yeah,
air.
We said it on the secret
yeah.
show.
Is it Kelly? It's Kelly,
yeah, it was
right?
Kelly.
The back door
it was
fist
Kelly.
Bump. Face
yeah, I don't believe that.
Invasion.
That's a, she's a really good storyteller, and she's a super.
It
good
has
sport,
to be exaggerated,
and she's, but she is so good looking too. I mean,
so cute.
Like,
right?
She doesn't have to do.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, based on her looks, like ugly chicks, they got to do stuff.
Right,
but you know, good looking chicks, they don't have to. So,
well,
I'm just kidding.
You'd think though that there'd be a. She's like every time that after that he
yeah.
wanted that a whole fist, and then he
right.
it. every time? Mm-hmm. Come on. Really?
Yeah, I'd get sick of putting my... I mean, I just feel like that's the last place I want my hand to be, really.
Well, I'm just saying there's plenty of things that happen between a man and a woman or any in any relationship, in any sexual relationship, where there's the occasional, yes, that's going to happen tonight. Whether it's because someone had two glasses of wine at dinner or whatever. Yeah, something happened. But every time, come on.
I know.
No.
It seems like if you got sophisticated with someone's back door on the regular, that might be damaging.
No, I'm sure that's not.
Really?
The whole hand?
It seems like you'd just be stretching those muscles to the point where, like, now is it poop?
Her hand, hand all scrunched up can't be bigger than a wang.
But the wrist part, though, in that...
It's pretty wide. I don't know. It's this part, like, between the thumb and
knuckle,
the...
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like that... I just wouldn't want to be party to someone having a prolapse...
Well, you know what's funny that you just said that, which there's really nothing funny about a prolapse, but they make that on video now. And it's not because they, if you pull up any one of those sites.
Like people are, they think it's hot?
They are prolapsing on video.
Pushing their stuff out.
Purposefully showing someone who has had the thing turned inside out. Mm. And I never click on those buttons. But the video will say backdoor prolapse, and the picture on the
thumbnail
it is disturbing enough that I wouldn't even consider pressing
play. But clearly there are people who say,
but someone's watching
what's up with that.
Yeah, someone's watching that.
Yeah.
Someone's thinking that that's...
Isn't that a medical condition? Like if you have a prolapsed rectum or whatever it is...
It must snap back in.
Are you looking? No, what are you looking for?
I'm actually just posting, doing my work, but I'm just listening to you guys.
Oh, so we can't say?
No, you can. I was just like, the one time I did look it up while you guys were on the air upstairs, like I almost threw up my mouth.
Yeah, no, they're doing that on purpose to each other in videos now.
It just seems like to me that's a crisis. Like if that happens, I'm like, I'm headed for the emergency room. Like, put this back.
But you know what?
It's on the wrong side.
Let me. How do I put this? I'm a big fan of Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know who Steve-O
is? I do.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy who.
Jackass
guy. And all those boys to me are so funny and cute. And they're my types, right? Mm-hmm. Skateboarder types. They're kooks. They do crazy stuff. The last thing that guy posted, he ended up in the burn unit. Like, his idea of entertainment, he caught on fire and ended up in the burn unit and had to stay for 5 days. Like,
well, he's lucky. That sounds like minor entry into the burn unit. But,
and so what I'm saying is some people
are looking for
extreme. What, they just do what they do.
Right.
And I guess for some of these women or men.
Oh, these were women with the prolapsed back door?
God, what site do you think I'm on?
I don't know. I just only pictured dudes having
no,
that.
No, this is X videos. This is regular porn site. This isn't nothing against gay sex, but I'm not looking at that.
I have to totally readjust the
no, this is
visual I've
this
got.
This is yeah.
That's horrible. Well, let's see what other people's problems are. Should I go back in time? Look at how thick this is.
I'm going
back in time.
There are a lot.
There are. I'm going to go back to, let's see what the very last one here is. March 16th, 2015. What do you think?
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Okay. Mm. Let's see.
I don't have to. I could just do a new one. Oh. So we're going back 2+ years. Let's see. I've been with my boyfriend. You can call me Jen. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 6 years now, though we were broken up for a little while a couple years back. We put an offer in on a house, which was accepted, and then the night before the inspection, he told me he couldn't do it. He was unsure about us.
Freaked out.
We've been house hunting for months, and I got angry and pushed him away. He moved out. I was a wreck and handled it horribly. Things got ugly. I was clingy and depressed. I was unaccepting of such a 180. From buying a house to broken up in one day, he dated a little, but I didn't move on. We officially got back together after a year. We didn't spend much of that year apart, so we didn't actually have a lot of space. Fast forward 2 years to today. He's ready for marriage and children, and I'm the one wavering. I can nitpick the hell out of him, but the two big issues are his employment instability. He's had 3 jobs in the past year, and our sex life, basically non-existent. I feel a lot of pressure to be the stable income. I make more and wish he made the same and could commit to a career path and move it up a little. I worry about committing to a mortgage and kids with someone that I don't know is going to bring home a paycheck. Of more concern, the sex was only ever good at best. For me, there was a lot of chemistry between us. He's attractive and I love him. He's my best friend, but no chemistry. Oh, there was never a lot of chemistry between us. We're in our mid-30s and have gone through problems with ED. It's made stress a sexful experience. At first, there were many times I got all hot and bothered and it never went anywhere. I learned to stop trying. And when we did try to hold back my own arousal, since there was a good chance I'd be left disappointed. Now it's gotten better, if you call sex every couple of months better. But I feel pressure to be ready to go on the off chance that he is, and not drag it out for fear that he'll lose his arousal.
You need to get a vibrator.
You need to get a new person. Like, I think he screwed it up when he left the night you guys had an offer in, and now you're wavering. I mean, it's, you know, you were ready to throw in at that point. Suddenly, it's a mess.
Well, but they were never cool anyway.
I know.
She's mentioning the stuff. They never had sexual chemistry. And
yeah, that alone.
You know, if you have erectile dysfunction, imagine if you're a dude, Sarah, and there you are.
All right.
You go to bone, and then you're you over and won't work for whatever reason. It could be, sorry, Bryn. you know, ED, after a couple times with that, you probably figure, I am not going to try that. It's too stressful. It's heartbreaking. And it's destroying my ego and confidence.
Right. Well, and I assume that you're still horny. You're hot. You're bothered.
Know.
And yet it's not working. So I would think that would be frustrating on that level, too. Like, I would think. I don't know.
I can't speak to that part of it because I'm thinking, I don't know what to think about that. But just the idea that there's your girlfriend, you're both naked, and you can't get it up. After a couple tries at that, you would probably start saying, I'm tired. Not tonight.
We'll do that another night.
I got a really big headache. Right?
So now she's basically saying, am I mentally moving on? Am I just scared to take the next step because he backed out before? Is the sex suddenly a bigger issue because I recently started reading romance novels and wanted hot and steamy? Is this the 7-year itch? Is sex worth breaking your best friend's heart? Yeah, you are, does she say how old they are?
30s.
30s.
Mid-30s?
Yeah, I do think that bad sex is a huge part of a relationship. And, you know, I don't think you marry your best friend. That can be a bonus, a side bonus and everything else, but you marry someone who's a partner in life, who brings some of the same things to the table that you do, or has at least the same goals, and there's some chemistry. Like, this sounds terrible. And you're reading romance novels, and it's also, I skipped a whole bunch of stuff in here, but she's basically saying, lately when my boyfriend and I go out, I find myself checking out other guys. Dude, please.
Oh, man. Like, it's, I know, over.
This is 2.5 years old. I'm praying that they took our advice retroactively.
I hope she hears this and updates us.
Yeah,
please write in and tell us if you married or if you moved on, because it seems like you should move on. But we were just talking about it on the regular show. People don't break up because it's hard to break up. You actually have to nut up and say, I don't want this, to someone that you care about.
Right. And she does obviously care about the guy.
Did you see that text, Vinny, that said, I went over her house to break up with her. I ended up proposing to her.
No.
And it's 16 years later. We're just getting divorced.
Oh, my God.
I am not surprised to hear that at all.
Oh, I am. I'm horrified by that. Why are we such pussies?
You don't want to hurt the other people's feelings?
Well, sure, but you don't. So you're going to marry them instead?
Crazy. Yeah.
And that stuff gets rolling, and then I think that you really find yourself, well,
it's scary to jump off a train.
My parents like her. Her parents like me. We know each other. We owned stuff together. We got a dog. Like, all that, undoing all that is a thing. And I think plenty of people look at it and go, it's easier to just stay.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
until you just can't. And that's 16 years later. Apparently. Yeah.
16 years, you're never going to get
back. 16 years.
Well, and hopefully it hasn't been, you know, misery. I mean, you can still have a great life.
I went
and
over
be with
to
someone.
Break up with her and wound up proposing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That is that actually makes me tired to think about that.
It's one of the trippiest conversations when we've done it on the air a million times, but when we talk about that and the people who write in and go, I knew it was wrong when I married him, and we've been together 20 years, and there they sit. We hear tons of stuff, get tons of text emails from people like that. And it's just because sometimes they find themselves.
Here I am. That's actually like it's a terrible little phrase.
That's it, because I do. And I talk to you guys about this when we're in meetings about how I want us to be deliberate about the choices we make, like choose to do that, not do that because sales has always made us do that.
Right.
Like, let's decide we want that because it's the best thing for us. Same in your life. You should be deciding this marriage is the smartest, best thing you could possibly choose.
Right.
Not, I don't know, I was going to dump her ass. And then the next thing you know, she started crying. And then I was like, I don't know.
Like, you find yourself in a situation that you never would have predicted or wanted for yourself. And yet you find yourself there because you didn't.
You weren't deliberate. You didn't choose.
Right.
You just
went along.
Yeah.
You flowed down the lazy river.
Right. You were plankton.
You were plankton. You went where the water pushed you. You tried to resist, but you just, it's so hard. Oh, man. All right, let's do a newer one.
No, we got to go.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got to do phone call.
Okay.
All right.
Don't be a plankton.
Yeah, don't. Holy cow.
That is the message from today's show. Do not be a plankton.
All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you later.